The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Lastly. Friends, we're happy to be coming your way once again by means of radio, as we do each week on this station. God has been good to us, and we desire to be a blessing to others as we spread the saving gospel of Christ. It seems that the powers of darkness are settling down upon the people of the earth, and their hearts are turning away from the truth. If we may be of help to you in finding the joy and peace of heaven, be sure to write us and let us pray for you. If you should be in trouble and need spiritual advice, feel free to call us and let us help you if we can. Address your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Here's a scripture which is applicable to many of our day. Listen. Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Luke 14:16-21. Doesn't that sound typical of our day? Can you think of any other excuses why people are offering and so many reasons which they are making for not living as they should? I once heard an expression from a good friend of mine which went something like this. It takes longer to explain why you didn't do a certain thing right than it does to do it. And how true that is. Excuses are not what God needs or wants. He wants those who will put into action the Word of God. He wants action, not excuses. But let us look into this further and see a few of the excuses which are made these days. A very common one is this. Not now. I suppose this comes from some who have good intentions but want to wait a little longer before surrendering. But let me tell you something. God's time is now, not tomorrow. Then another thing you might ask yourself, what is to be gained by waiting? Felix waited for a more convenient season to hear Paul. We have no record that Felix ever found time. It's quite likely that Felix died in his sins. Sinful man, thy days are few. How swiftly they decline. Time will never wait for you. Only now is thine. Another excuse given at times is tomorrow. Some people have good intentions and fully to do differently tomorrow. Have you ever heard the expression that tomorrow never comes? How true that is. Listen to this scripture. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Proverbs 27:1. Here's a poem entitled Procrastination. Unto a youth the gospel came, exhorting him in Jesus' name to turn from sin, embrace the truth, and serve the Lord in days of youth. The youth replied, I know that's right, but I won't turn from sin tonight. A few more pleasures I will seek, and then I'll turn, perhaps next week. The next week came, and still his heart was not inclined from sin to part. A few more days in sin I'll live, and then my heart to God I'll give. Days passed by, and months rolled on, and still he sings the same old song. Not now, but after a while I'll pray for God to wash my sins away. The months and years went by so fast, from youth to middle age he passed, and yet his sins were not forgiven, nor yet his name enrolled in heaven. From middle age to old he went, his body neath the years was bent. His conscience, once so keen to feel, no more was stirred at God's appeal. Procrastination in its stealth had robbed his soul of heaven's wealth, and so at last to sin a slave, he died to fill a Christless grave. Oh, souls, behold, God says, today, turn now from all your sins away, lest you should reach your doleful fate and cry at last, too late, too late. Ulysses Phillips. Can you think of other excuses why people do not live for the Lord? Did you ever hear of anyone being too young? Let me tell you something. If a child knows right from wrong, and he feels the condemnation and guilt of a wrong which he has done, he is old enough to repent and be saved. I remember some of the dealings of the Lord with me in the days of my childhood and youth. That's really the time for one to become settled and established in the things of God. Listen to this verse from Ecclesiastes 12:1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Think of that old and familiar song. Tomorrow's sun may never rise to bless thy long deluded sight. Poor sinner, harden not your heart. Be saved, O tonight. Here are some other very poor excuses which people sometimes give. Wait until I enjoy more of the pleasures of this world, or until I attain more of the wealth which I want so badly. Listen, friends, Moses chose to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. What do you choose? He could have had riches and pleasures combined, but this he refused for the call of God. One writer, in comparing the eternal values with the temporal things which decay, put it this way: I would not give up my title to that future world of bliss for the shining gold and silver of a thousand worlds like this. I would rather bear affliction, be a hated pilgrim here, miss the diadems terrestrial, and obtain a crown up there. Yes, friends, that's my choice too. What is your choice today? Then, no doubt there are many other excuses. I'm in trouble. I could not keep salvation. I'm too sinful. My parents would disinherit me. These are indeed poor ones, aren't they? But here's a mistaken opinion which is sometimes expressed. I can get saved whenever I please. Friends, this may be the very thing which will cause you to miss heaven and wait until it is forever too late. Listen to this verse. Someday, yes, when forever, the mercy door is closed and your lost soul must suffer amid eternal woes. In bitter grief and anguish, you'll think upon the day when, trifling with God's mercy, you carelessly said, someday. Shall we pray? Our Father, bless the words of the message today to every soul, and may it serve the means of causing all who will to turn from the paths of sin, to walk in the newness of life with Thee, and Thine shall be the praise forever. In Christ's name, amen. Friend, this program is heard over this station each week and is brought your way by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. And then, if we may be of any help to you, be sure to let us know. We believe that God is still hearing and answering prayer, We believe in praying for the sick and the suffering ones, as well as for those who need salvation. Address your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Here's a song now by the Carver Quartet, Jesus is Pleading for Thee.
Hear the gentle Spirit's call, Jesus is pleading for thee. There is pardon free for all, Jesus is pleading for thee. Wash in the blood of Clementine, wash in the blood of Jesus, wash in the blood of Clementine, wash in the blood of the Lamb. Sinner, will you come today? Jesus is pleading for thee. That dark and dreary way, Jesus is pleading for thee. Wash in the blood of, wash in the blood of Jesus, wash in the blood of Clementine, wash in the blood of the Lamb. Wash your garments white, Jesus is pleading for thee. Turn your darkness into light, Jesus is pleading for thee. Wash in the blood, wash in the blood of Jesus. Wash in the blood of Clementine, wash in the blood of the Lamb. He will give you joy and peace, Jesus is pleading for thee. Glory that will never cease, Jesus is pleading for thee. Wash in the blood of Jesus. Wash in the blood of Jesus. Wash in the blood of the Lamb.
Be with us again next week at this same time on this same station for another broadcast. Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may the Lord's richest blessings be with each of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.